Thank you for joining Rocky Mountain Media. This is Dina, and you are listening to our All In podcast. I believe this is episode 18. Thanks for joining us. Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
Well, today, I guess it is technically tonight, today, whatever.
Welcome to the dusk. Yeah.
Yes, I like that. Podcast for today is about how the semester is going. How's everybody doing? How's your week's been? We're in our finals, last 2 weeks of the semester. And I don't know about y'all, but this has been the week from crap. Yeah. It's been a crap
double
week.
Double hockey sticks.
Yeah. Anything and everything that could go wrong with what I've been doing on projects has. It's been very stressful. I've had a raging headache most of today. And so I am really excited for the semester to end. And I've never really said that, but it's just been trial and tribulation after hurdle just the past 2 days. So
I feel that. I feel that real hard.
Yeah, I'm right there with you with the stress factor.
Yeah, same. This week, it's like you keep trying to get up back on the horse and into the saddle. And then the horse is like, I have other plans for you. Get on the ground.
Yep. Boot to the head, basically.
Boot to the head. I love that so much.
Hoof to the head, I guess.
Hoof to the head.
I just have to
learn how to put on boots just to kick you.
Basically. Sums it up.
I've had this thing where it's like I have one thing on my mind, I finish it, and then I try to like recall everything that I had to do again. And scramble my own brain trying to like organize it all together, which is why this my planner is getting abused.
Well done.
Yeah.
That's smart.
But at least you're using a planner. Unlike me, I have two planners. Am I using them? No.
Mine are pristine.
I buy planners and I'm like, well, I guess I'll just put it all on my head and never write anything down.
Yeah. Me too.
I put it all on my phone, which most of the time.
I don't do that.
But I've forgotten a few things lately.
It's one of those things that's just like, because I never used to use one until this semester, because I was never like so busy when it came to like the previous semesters.
Ooh.
Trying to like tackle a bunch of stuff at once. So like between my own lessons, between teaching lessons, between working at AV, between school and then podcast club, as well as other things. It's very stressful. That's why my planner looks like a mentally ill person's wall.
It looks like that's that little like sheet of paper they have in like the Sixth Sense where he's doing like, pen writing.
And 23. Did anybody see 23? I'm pretty sure Jim Carrey's doing that. And he's like, he blacks out like every page of a book except for like every 23rd word, and then it speaks to you. I really liked it. I would totally watch
it. It has like Jim Carrey in it.
Yeah, he's not playing goofy. He's like in one of his dramatic.
Yeah. No, he can do dramatic.
Oh,
really?
Does
like
dramatic.
The Truman Show, Eternal Sunshine.
Did you ever see
The
Majestic?
No.
Oh my God.
You're giving me movie recommendations, and I'm like a movie buff, so I'm like, I'm here for
please
them.
Go home and watch at least The Majestic,
okay.
If not 23 as well.
Jim Carrey going to be the antagonist?
Yes.
Yes,
like in
the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, and which I'm not excited about because the animation on Sonic is just so...
It looks horrifying.
See, the animation on Detective Pikachu looks rad as heck,
right?
Fire.
It
looks
amazing.
So good. And then, like, I see the abomination that they're calling Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm like, okay, get out of here. Because, like, I watched the trailer, and, like, Jim Carrey's part was good. I'm like, okay, Jim Carrey, go off. Like, you're doing well. And then I see...
Just seeing Will Smith as Aladdin.
Although the new previews of that,
It was better than
I like him better in action, not a genie.
No.
You know what? It's this Disney, like, reboot thing. It's just... There's so many original ideas and no one...
That's why I love being a writer, of creating new material, new content, because they're just redoing the heck out of everything.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like, why are we doing Lion King again?
See, the Lion King one, I'm like,
it looks
okay
cute.
With,
I'm not.
And they did bring back some voice actors.
Yeah.
Like, Mufasa's
that's the
same.
Thing with the Fresh Prince movie that's coming out.
They're doing
Fresh Prince
movie.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, if
what?
You guys didn't know, they're making a Fresh Prince movie, and it's like a real dramatic one. It's not a comedy. It looks really good. It looks almost like, I wouldn't say better than the original, because
the
original is more
a sitcom,
of a comedy.
So it's, yeah.
You know, it's a sitcom, but this new one is like looks really dramatic and really well done. It doesn't have Uncle Phil because, you know, he passed away, but they definitely did a good job of still instilling.
Is it the original cast coming back?
No, not the original cast, but the original storyline and everything.
Well, I'm a little more down for that than a reboot. Like, straight reboots aren't doing it for me.
Because how you never saw Will getting in trouble in,
right. Yeah.
In Philadelphia? Now you will. And then you see how he actually accommodates himself to Bel Air lifestyle.
Mm.
It actually looks really, 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 really good.
Who's playing the lead?
Maybe they haven't even cast it yet. It's hard. That'd be a hard cast.
They have a trailer and everything out.
Oh, okay.
Never mind then. Somebody's doing it.
Yeah.
It's weird that I haven't seen that.
That will bring stress relief once the semester's done.
Watch some good movies.
Yeah. We could use every little bit we can get right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of which, back to our original topic of end of the semester.
Sure, I think it's interesting. This is just something psychological that I've seen, how Eric, you know, has used his book so much that he's crossed it out.
Yeah.
I was actually reading about a study that just getting pieces of paper and just scratching on it actually helps release stress up to about 15%.
Quick, give me a paper pen.
Yeah, for real.
I didn't know that.
We'll give you a stress ball and you'll just crunch it, open it up, and it'll be powder.
That sounds really satisfying.
It does.
Okay, we got plenty down the hall. I can go grab like a whole bunch.
Oh yeah, that's right. The brains and stuff, the rainbow brains and things.
I'm just talking about the children's center.
Are you talking about the kids?
We
squeeze kids.
No, we have special cozy corner toys. So like we can just squeeze something that can help them
We
all need that.
I was gonna say I could use a cozy corner right now.
Right.
We reserve that stuff for kids.
I'm pretty sure
a cozy corner.
Oh, and
put a blanket on me and like.
You guys might have not known, but we have a relaxation room on campus.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
In the rec center.
I told
those massage chairs are the bomb.
They are.
I gotta try that.
Oh my god.
They're so nice.
You will fall asleep. Yeah, it's got surround sound and everything.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's
someone
amazing.
Take me there after this.
Yeah.
I need to.
Well, I've got class, otherwise I'd take it because that mama could use it.
Oh, my
see?
Boys.
There you go. Mm hmm.
Help you out.
I think it'd be awesome if you guys break out some instruments while we play.
I didn't bring
my
instruments.
We talked, but they did.
I didn't bring mine.
Oh, I just have mine, but.
Yeah, it's just cello.
Yeah.
I mean, I can pizzicato some music.
We'll
if
have
you
to
want.
Do that. Mm-hmm. We'll have to do that in one of our episodes, just have a jam session.
Nikolai and I can sing something.
And I'll just record
it. Let's not even say we did.
So, what about classes? Are you guys. Is there a class you had this semester you absolutely hated or absolutely loved? Or
there's
I
one
loved
I loved.
Classes. I loved all of them because they're all more. Because, like, every year that like especially being a musician and you're trying to like get a music degree and like carve your path out in the music world, and so I want to get a doctorate in composition, but like when you start out taking math classes, reading classes, science classes, and don't get me wrong, I love that stuff, but man, do you lose my interest when you talk about math.
Oh,
musicians
same here.
Math.
Yeah.
See, I'm starting with what I like and I'm going to take some of the less fun
you are
ones.
Brave my
bless
friend.
Yourself
I know
right
I know well see It's hard for me because, like, I have, like, a lot of things, like, I work through with school. And I know everyone does. Everyone has their own, you know, little thing they do and stuff they deal with. But, like, for me, I kind of, like, had to start with what I like. So, yeah.
Right.
I took script writing this semester. And
that's been my favorite.
Me too. It's so amazing. And David Matthew Barnes, if you're listening, you're thebomb.com. I love you. You're my favorite professor.
Love you too, David.
Yeah, Nikolai loves you as well. And
yeah,
Dana,
we're all fans.
For real, we start like a DM fan club.
I know, right?
You did Pride and Prejudice. Like,
oh my god!
I did steal
one of his
workers today. Thanks for letting me borrow Telly today.
Oh,
because
oh,
she was
to, like,
she's our main actress
something.
In our videography final.
Yeah.
So, thank you, DM, if you listen, for letting me borrow Telly for an hour.
DM, you super cool. good on you.
I'm gonna do another show.
He has a Goodreads. We could follow him on Goodreads.
Oh yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. That would be maybe a good stress release from end of summer. I'm not reading another textbook. I was pretty fortunate this semester. I only had to buy, I think it was 3 textbooks for script writing class, and all the other classes were photography pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have any textbooks.
I just had one for feature and magazine writing. It was a good book, though. I actually kind of want to keep it now because I've highlighted all these parts. And
I may borrow it because not fall, but the spring of 2020,
good.
I'll have that class.
As long as the textbook is the same, you can have all my highlighted portions. Because, yeah, I'm going to go in and be like, can I just keep this? Can I just pay the difference? I lost it.
Did you already rent it?
I rented it, yeah.
Oh,
gotcha.
Yeah,
so
I'm pretty sure that they'll just let you have it if you rented it and you like paid for it, I'm pretty sure. But it depends what the fluctuation of the book is.
Mm-hmm.
And if they know that they're not going to reuse the books, like if that's the last edition.
Cool.
Or if they're going to make a new edition, then they'll be like, we won't give you money for it, so just keep it.
That's what happened.
That's what happened to my math book. I mean, no, not my math book. I think it was my English Comp 1 book. And I was like trying to return it to the thing. And they were like, we're not using those books anymore.
Yeah.
So you just keep it. We can't give you money for it. I was like, well, thank
you. No, it's really cool. I thought like we couldn't sell back the loose paper leaf books, but you can.
What?
I know.
Yeah, and like lab manuals.
I didn't either. But apparently, I think you have to like bring it in a binder. So
well, yeah.
be willing to like get rid of a binder.
Well, I had
a
loose leaf film textbook that was in a binder.
I'm keeping
cool.
all my music textbooks because that will serve me in good standing.
Oh, I keep
my
all my
yeah.
photography or videography, any of those books.
Yeah, all my law
yeah.
books
totally
and
keep
criminal
it.
Justice
books.
Photoshop.
To be
and
fair,
design.
I never opened videography, so I took it back. Old semester never opened it.
I've opened it, but we haven't used it. Video one or video two, we didn't really use it.
Yeah.
So,
Connor, what about you?
Hopefully you've got some relief since y'all just finished the dragon for She Kills Monsters.
Yeah, not that the pressure was ever particularly strong on me in the first place, but...
Good.
But, yeah, it's nice not to constantly be wondering if there's some thing that's gone wrong on it that... that needs to be fixed immediately or else the world will explode.
Yeah,
and Mac helped on the dragon too.
Yeah, I saw the show and it was amazing.
I
want
to see the
so
show.
I'm just so mad. It's over?
Yeah. I was in Arizona. They did it this weekend.
Oh, I'm so bummed.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear it was like the best show they've ever done.
I've
heard that from everybody.
And
literally,
I was like, I didn't get to
production.
Go. I was so
I really enjoyed it, yeah.
It was so fun.
What are you guys doing with the dragon now?
I might be a little biased.
They're
going to
try to rent it out.
What are you guys doing with the dragon now?
It's actually going to be disassembled because there's no way you can fit through any doors whatsoever. But the idea is to lend it out to music venues or different play productions, different things that need a dragon prop.
Right.
So we're going to be improving upon it and just kind of building on top of what we already have.
Right, right.
Going to do a whole new body for it.
Like constructing a modular system.
Yep, we're going to make it much more modular.
Oh, how?
Yeah.
Oh,
so.
I was hoping y'all rent it out and not loan.
Well,
blend it.
Yeah, no, we're renting it out. Yeah,
okay,
so we're going to recoup
good.
Some of the costs that went into making
good.
It.
There you go.
That was an expensive dragon, by the
way. Yeah.
But,
there was all, I can't tell you how many times I heard y'all talking about Home Depot runs. I'm
yeah.
like, oh my God,
and
another one?
The amount of man hours in it, too. So it's just crazy. But, yeah.
It's definitely something to be proud of. That was a phenomenal. I got to take some video and some photos today for the Idea Lab, and you guys just did a phenomenal job. Because I didn't see the production, I didn't get to see everything put together. So today was my first day. I got to see it up and running, and it was just amazing. You guys did such a good job. But I know the hundreds of hours you guys have put into it, so I'm really proud of all y'all that have worked on it.
We've got some talented people here.
Oh, definitely. I think in the end we had 23 active people working on the dragon.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was cool to take the photos of that today. That was fun. I sent them to Bruno, or some of them. So that was cool. What about everybody else? What are y'all doing to de-stress?
Making music.
Yeah,
making
that's
music.
What I'm at.
Yeah.
I don't think I played cello that much in good 5 months. And today I just jammed out on it. And
I was there. Oh my gosh. And he's also really good at piano. Okay, listen. Okay. So one of my favorite songs ever in the entire world is Rhapsody on a Theme by Paganini by Rachmaninoff. It was featured in the movie Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve and Jane Seymour. And Nikolai knows how to play it. And I see him is this what I think it is? And I hum a little bit. He's like, yeah, that's it. I'm like, okay, stop everything. Play this. And he does, and I'm almost sobbing, honest to goodness. Because I have it on my phone, of course, you know.
Yes.
Hearing it live is a whole nother thing. And it's just, I was like, oh. So, yeah.
That's awesome. I love it.
I'm going to be buying more music equipment to reward myself. For my birthday, I bought myself a new MIDI controller.
Yeah, because you graduate, right? Aren't you graduating the 19th? 18th?
I'll see you, but I'll be on the stage. So I'll watch you from that
way. Are you graduating too?
No, but I'm sitting.
Good. You can
I was fixing to say. I was about
here.
To panic there for a second.
No.
Don't leave me.
No, not yet.
Good.
But, no, yeah. I'm sitting up on the stage representing for National Society of Leadership and
Success.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
So I'll be shaking your hand as well as hugging my mom. She's dean, so she'll be up there too.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's etiquette. Yeah, uncouth etiquette to hug my mom.
You know what?
Like,
it's your
graduation.
It's
your,
mom.
It's your graduation. Let it happen.
I would hug her, so. But I love your mom, so. She's been a huge advocate
for
this
cool
job
and
the departments I work in, and she's just amazing. So I'm a huge Dorothy fan.
Me too. Dorothy fan club.
Yay.
And DM fan club. We just gotta
see. Yeah.
You guys can tell
wait, we can have our D&D fan club.
Oh! That was good.
Nikolai with the zing.
I know, and he's not slept for 36 hours. No, so the fact that you pulled that out of somewhere.
I'm amazed.
There you go. There
we that
go.
Was great. I loved it. Our own D&D club.
Awesome. Dorothy and DM.
DM.
Whole new. Whole
see,
new.
Dungeon Master, David Matthew.
Mm-hmm. This fits right in.
It's perfect. It works on so many levels.
Yeah.
And Connor had a birthday, so.
Happy birthday, Connor! Yeah.
It feels more like I've had five at this point.
Yay!
Good. The more, the merrier.
You don't look a day older.
My birthday. You don't look a day over 20.
He's like 5 days over 20.
I know, right?
Yeah, it feels like I'm 30.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You just said you felt like 16 the other night.
I looked like 16.
You know, we're
which, which, if you recall from prom, I looked more 80. So
you did not look 80. Suspenders are in. Okay.
Suspenders
oh, dude,
bow-tie.
That's so awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, there's
I
a
love
video
that.
Photo. I have a photo. I have a photo of me and Connor at prom because we went to the same high school. And it's funny, we didn't go together, but I had a red dress and he had a red shirt with black suspenders. So we matched. We took
awesome.
A picture.
That's fantastic. I love
it.
So I have a photo.
I never went to prom because I knew I was gay. And in the South, especially in the 80s, you were not going to ask another girl to prom.
No,
I wanted to wear a tux, not a dress. So my workaround was that I asked my mom, could we please help decorate? We helped decorate for the prom, and then I left before anybody got there.
I'm loving all the queer prom photos on Twitter.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy.
I didn't like the dress, and it was like a hassle to get it, because I really don't like wearing dresses.
I don't
do anything for myself.
No.
Oh, man.
And I also wanted to wear a suit. My mom was like,
yep.
I did prom more for other people, I guess. But I had an okay time.
The only reason I wore a dress for high school graduation is because they said they wouldn't give me my diploma. They'd mail it to me.
Yep.
Oh my God. Only reason.
At that point,
dress.
I've been like,
they're a sacrifice.
My freshman year, you can actually find what I look like from my freshman year homecoming. Our theme was superheroes or like different characters. So my day and night went as Mario and Peach. And
yes.
We are on Google Images.
Oh my God.
That's
awesome.
That's
nice.
So sweet.
That's cool.
Yeah, I never went to that stuff. I always threw the parties afterwards.
I've never been to like a party in my entire life.
Really? Really?
No, like not like a party party.
Again?
On October. I'm a Libra.
We might just have to throw a party for Anne.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have
an
end of summer. I mean, not end of summer. End of semester cookout bash. So that'll be fun. That'll be a party.
Yeah.
We can even bring party hats for you, Anne.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
found the picture of me and Connor at prom.
Oh my God, how fantastic is this?
Yeah, you can pass that around.
How many years ago was this?
Oh my God.
2017.
You look
so
handsome.
Like two.
I thought you were about to say 20 years. I'm like,
yeah, I know.
It's been 84
like,
years. And I can still smell the still like the dance floor.
Y'all are adorable. I love
you
this photo.
Well,
that is
I don't
amazing.
Know how to smile for pictures.
I love that.
It's okay.
Awesome.
You look so handsome.
There.
I love
yeah.
the photo.
I look
of
in
you.
Pain whenever
yeah.
I smile for my pictures.
It's fantastic. Well, I know y'all can't see it because y'all are listening to us banter, but it's a great photo where he is in a red shirt, black suspenders, and she's in a red dress, and it's so amazing.
He has
y'all
some shoulders
so
on.
He has some shoulders. See? He
oh
hides
my
them.
God.
Isn't
that cute?
Oh my God, you guys are
you
great.
Look very different without glasses.
Yeah, I didn't get my glasses.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Aww. I didn't even glasses.
That's at the aquarium.
It is. We had our prom there about a high school.
I was just there.
Oh, cool.
I was actually there for my birthday this last year.
See, the best part of prom was seeing the jellyfish, honest to goodness. Mm.
See, I got to do a meet and greet with my birthday.
That's
really?
Yeah,
cool.
I saw a sloth and a porcupine.
Oh see, the best part of the aquarium, I think, is the otters and the tiger, but they didn't have them out for prom, so I got to see some jellyfish.
Otters are my mom's
favorite. I love otters with my entire whole heart. My favorite animals are otters and cats.
I think it's so cute that when they sleep, they hold hands.
Yeah, just because they don't drift away from each other.
Yeah.
But, like, there's...
And they crack stuff with tools.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're smart.
Oh, yeah.
So before we wrap up this episode, what would you guys suggest for the listeners out there how they can deal with end of semester stress?
Okay, I'm going to give you a step-by-step process, all right? Go to your kettle, turn it on. Get a blanket, wrap yourself in it. The kettle's off now. Go pour some hot chocolate
play
mix.
Play by play.
and some of the hot kettle water into the thing. Stir it really well. Here's the trick. Don't do it with a spoon. Do it with a whisk. Add some little extra milk. And if you have some, like, if you're lactose intolerant or you're vegan, you know, do whatever your milk of choice. Doesn't matter. It just needs to be a little extra creamy.
Special mixer spoon.
No, you need a whisk.
Okay,
this
fine.
Is
fair.
Don't question my play-by-play, Nikolai. Okay.
Don't question my saute.
Currently, you have hot chocolate in front of you. It's great. It's steamy. Your heart is cleansed. You have a little blanket around you. Go and watch your favorite movie. Maybe something a little sad and sappy to, like, it's like gonna be cathartic.
It's like a purge.
Yeah. Like, what? Yeah, Somewhere in Time. Watch your Somewhere in Time. Go, like, get a little sappy, get a little mopey, and then afterwards you'll feel just so refreshed and so cleansed. And then here's what you're gonna do. After, take off the blanket, you're done with your hot chocolate, you're done with your little cleansing movie, you open the door, breathe in the fresh air, oh, but you might have allergies. Okay.
step by step, y'all.
Take your Claritin clear, go outside, breathe in the fresh air, look at some flowers, get some vitamin D on you, don't get seasonal affective disorder, because that's what I get, and it's, like, not fun. And just, like, exist for a second. Like, just be out there in the open air. I don't care if your neighbors are staring at you, just let it happen. You're out there in the open air having a good time. Just breathe. Breathe. And then go back and do whatever you need to do. But take some time for yourself. Treat yourself. That's what you're going to do. That's my advice for all the listeners.
Wow. I'm going to do that when I get home, except I'm going
to
take somewhere in.
Okay. Nikolai, I have a special one for you.
I do not need a special one.
Here's one for you. He hasn't slept in 36 hours, so I'm tailoring one to him.
So all he needs to do is just go home and sleep.
And sleep.
Yeah.
Sleep.
No, you're going to do some things before that. Okay, here's your play-by-play.
Yeah.
Okay, you're home. You go up to your room.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any stuffed animals?
No.
You're going to take an extra pillow.
You're going to hold his cello.
You're going to...
Yeah, I'll hold my cello.
Not very comfortable for sleeping. Like, take a blanket or, like, a little pillow and just, like cuddle it like a stuffed animal and you know, like, go to sleep and just... Oh, calming music.
Yep.
Yeah,
no
that's
what
your
you
thing
do,
is.
Just go to sleep is what I'm hearing in the end.
Go to sleep.
But if you have trouble sleeping, maybe, like, do a mindfulness meditation app, some, like, calming music, ASMR, whatever does it for you. Find some way to go to sleep. Even if you're too tired to sleep, find some way. Okay?
Yeah.
Because you said you were too tired to sleep, which is, I've been there,
true.
Done that, got the t-shirt, didn't like it, didn't fit. The t-shirt didn't fit. The t-shirt was a medium. I'm an extra large. It didn't work out. So
you're
trying to just sleep.
Okay.
Maybe I should sleep.
Yeah, maybe
I should sleep too. So I usually tell people, I'm like, I get to the mountains, I grab my shaman drum, I do some writing, or I definitely take big deep breaths. And this week has warranted a lot of big deep breaths.
Yeah.
Well, so I think especially when you're trying to, like, calm down, especially during stress in general.
Oh, yeah.
Like with me today, so I had a doctor's appointment, and afterwards it was kind of a stressful doctor's appointment for me, and I was already stressed as it was. So I ended up just going to a park and just walking around the lake, and just taking some time.
Nature medicine.
Being outside.
Outside.
It really does do things.
And then
I'm
pretty sure somebody was following me for, like,
Jesus.
Like,
oh,
it was
funny.
Jesus. Like, this person passed by me, and then I was looking behind me, and he turned around.
Oh,
I was, like, staring at me.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no.
Like, oh,
what park was this?
What is it? What? It's.
Well, like, where is it, I guess?
It's a little past Alameda. It's on Kipling.
Oh, okay.
So take away, watch your back as you're
Brook.
Yes.
Watch your back.
Actually, I went to two parks. It was the second one, not that one.
Yeah.
Just enjoy the Colorado outdoors.
I have another
yes.
piece of advice. Sometimes if you're having, like, a bad mental health day or, like, a meltdown or, like, a stress time, like, let yourself feel it. Like, if you feel like, you know, it's, like, tumbling out of control and you can't stop it, sometimes you can't stop it. You just have to let it happen. It'll
That's
end,
true.
And then you can recoup afterwards. Sometimes you just have to let it happen.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
and then reach out to people. Don't feel like you have to take all. You can't take all. You
can't
have
take
to
with
take.
You
can't take
all. Take it all on yourself. Especially people who really appear strong. Sometimes people think we just have everything handled.
Mm-hmm.
We don't.
No.
Please check on your strong friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we hide it the most. Like, I could have easily cried yesterday, and I didn't. I kept it all to myself. So I'm at home and have two glasses of wine.
So
you
didn't invite
such a good
me.
I would
have gone.
But I was close. I was very, very close. So I'm telling on myself. And today was almost a repeat of yesterday. So thankfully it's not, because I get to see all your lovely faces.
And we're here to support you.
We are.
Thank you.
We're here for you.
But yeah, definitely check on the people you think are really strong, because sometimes we panic too and we freak out and we have bad days. And
everyone has.
I'm ready for next week because I'm ready for this week to go.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, all those out there that have been listening, breathe, hold tight. Semester's almost over. Have a little fun, a little banter.
Watch Somewhere in Time.
Watch a movie.
Tenderize your brain with the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
Whatever does it for you,
yeah.
Do that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Get more of that. Something that helps
you,
you
know what you got?
Stress or relax or downtime. So
this too shall pass.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. And we're old enough to be able to say
right?
That.
It feels like such a big deal, but it is such a small chapter in the story of your life.
Yep.
It will pass. It's fine.
So hang tight. You have support. We're always here. Rocky Mountain Media Group. You're always welcome to join us, banter with us, have fun with us. So thanks for tuning in. This has been All In. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.